Hey, yo.
What's up? What's
up?
And we back.
We are back.
We back. Shalom.
Oh, shit. Happy 713 day. For shit, so. Ace time.
Ace time through fear. You know, you see, I got in the Travis Scott shirt on. You know, definitely represent my city. Represent my city. For shit, so. Love my city.
But no, for real. Happy 713 day, man.
What's going on, man? Do you something like you're a dude? Like, what's up?
I'm good. We had a good conversation with that nigga Sam earlier. I wish he could have made it to the park.
Nah, definitely wish he could have made it to the park.
Yeah, we're going to touch on it a little bit, but
I definitely want to get on his ass.
He said some egregious shit.
He said some outrageous shit. Not egregious. Outrageous. Nigga, outrageous.
Like, nah, for real, though. He did.
If y'all want to know, matter of fact, fuck it. If you want to know, I ain't gonna lie, the Clips album just came out.
And the Clips album was good. I had to skip the song with the Dream on. I forgot the name of the song.
I skipped the song right before the song when they were talking about Mike Tyson. After that one.
Oh, okay.
I skipped that one.
But I mean, everything else on the album was
it's cool.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's a decent project. It's a great project. I'm not gonna say a decent project. It's a great project.
It is a great project. It's not?
No, bro. I'm not a Clips fan, bro. I don't take shots at them or anything. I'm not a Clips fan. You know what I'm saying? I like Bar. I like a lot of people gonna say, oh, you just don't like Bar. No, I like Bars. I like being able to, you know what I'm saying, hear some shit. It's like, ooh, what
is it? I guess not being able to be clearly solidified. Like some people say, Pusha and Malice was really in the streets doing what they say they doing in the raps, partaking in the drug game.
It's not that, because okay. I don't do that. No, I watched the For Real documentary.
Okay, yeah.
And that told, you know, that.
Told you enough what you need to know.
No, like, that niggas met them, they was in the trap for real.
Yeah.
So I don't never discredit none of that, but it's just, let me see how it's like. What we said earlier, it's the beat selection.
Okay, yeah.
If I'm gonna listen to some, like, you gotta think about this. I'm listening to trap music, bro. Like, we're listening to trap music, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, basically trap music. But they put in a boom bop way. Like, a boom, don't get me wrong. Like, we had a whole argument in the group chat because Sam said
Jadakiss was better
Jadakiss. No, he says Malice was better than Wilson, was better Conway. Than Conway. And he's out like, of fucking mind.
And I was like, no. I was like, I cannot
he's
get
not
that
better
to
than Benny. And the only reason he's better than Westside, because Westside be on stunting shit.
Yeah, he be on the fly nigga shit.
It's been plenty of times it's been shown. Westside can come up out that shit and talk that shit.
Yeah, if he wants to, yeah.
So again, Malice is 53 years old. I'm talking about this shit today.
You can't be hating on the
I'm not hating, because nigga, you still can spit at 53, nigga.
And in an impressive fashion.
Not bro.
So you gotta count
nothing from them. Nothing. Y'all niggas lied to me and told me these niggas was twins.
I honestly thought they was twins when they first came out initially. I didn't know Malice was the older brother. Yeah. I didn't know that either. I mean, the niggas look like it just pushed T had bay. So I was like, oh, yeah, the niggas too.
My whole thing was Sam, like, how dare you?
Because then he tried to combat it off. And them niggas ain't better than Jadakiss. I was like, well, Styles P is.
His own brother, but
I was like, combat that.
What's the nigga is?
Well, she Lucius the third member.
What's the other nigga that is better than him, bro? It's somebody else. It's better than a group. It lost his three niggas, so yeah.
She Lucius the third nigga.
Yeah.
Alright, well, no. But I don't like Styles.
You're more hot man, bro.
Yeah.
I think
Sheik is nice, but I guess you can say the hype.
Him? Needs a hype man. That's just like me compared to you. Like, you feel me? Like, I give him a boom. I'm yelling, nigga. That's me. What's the mama, nigga? I'm going to fuck off in that bitch. I ain't finna rap, but I'll probably say 2-3 things that rhyme. But, nigga, get back to it, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real. But yeah, he was all. What we was also saying?
But really hurt me was like, bro, how do you disrespect Don Tripp and Starlito, bro? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the main conversation. Yeah, like,
that hurt me, bro. Said, bro,
I'm not gonna lie, I don't.
I can see. I understand what people are saying, bro. I definitely understand what you're saying. If you don't, I listen to them individually outside of Step Brothers. So
okay,
I understand. Okay, Lito's gonna make you think about the punchline he coming with. Trip just all over the motherfucking board.
I feel like Lito and Don Tripp both gonna have a MF Doom type of career, if you will.
What you mean by that?
What I mean by that is like a lot of people didn't see MF Doom greatness, unfortunately, until he passed away. Because okay. MF Doom was a legend outright already before his passing.
Right.
But at the same time, majority of his career he spent underground, even though that nigga top lyricist, top three. And that's a fact. I don't give a fuck who you argue with. I don't give a fuck who nobody say. MF Doom is rapping how niggas really wanted to rap. And a lot of niggas was taking and biting fuck out of his style. But
niggas,
a lot of niggas didn't cherish his rap ability and his music, unfortunately, until he passed away. MF Doom must go crazy now. Niggas be buying him up shit, like, but he wasn't getting love. He wasn't getting his flowers he deserved during his lifetime.
I'm gonna say that. This is like Matt Dre in the Bay.
Same situation.
Because Matt Dre, I
Soulja Slam in New Orleans.
Okay, cool.
Same shit.
Like, but I get them niggas, they call it, they flowers, whatever they want, right now.
Mm.
But them niggas, because them niggas, bro, I've been rocking with them niggas. You know me, bro. I've been, nigga, I used to wake up in the morning scream, OG the Liar! And y'all niggas pissed the fuck out, bro. Come on, bro. Who the fuck is y'all listening to? Then we y'all just sat down and just like, bro, listen, bro, just
because I fuck with Lito.
Like, yeah.
I fuck with Lito heavy.
Like, because
Don Tripp was nice, but I gravitated with
him. Yeah, you was on it, because that's all I was listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So you was like, bro, who the fuck is this nigga? Then you heard, I think, For My Foes.
Yeah.
For My Foes. That did it for you. He was like, bro, play with the number four.
The hell was nice.
For a whole song, nigga.
It was clean. No, okay.
Yeah.
This nigga can rap. That's all I look for. If you can rap rap, I can work with the beats. I can see the vision in the beats. It depends on where you trying to go with the album you creating or whatnot. I don't have to have no live ass beat to have me turned up, because you know I listen to the street grimy niggas in a second.
I like the street
before I listen to the nigga on the radio.
This is what I'm saying. I love that street grimy shit. But too much street grime and shit.
No, you can't do that shit all day. I ain't gonna lie. You can't do
that
shit.
That's what clips give me. Too much street grime and
okay,
shit.
I can see that. That makes sense.
Talk about being fly a little bit, nigga. Talk about what this drug money done got you.
That's why I can listen to Westside Gunna all day. Because you know, you talking about some fly shit?
I can listen to Two Chainz all day.
All day.
Fly nigga. Fly shit. Nigga, I'm smoking $100 paper, nigga.
Nigga, make me like, damn. Like, I need to get that. It's all about motivation for me.
The first time I seen it, remember, I was smoking them $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I seen smoking them $100 bills.
Perfect.
Man, I'm being real, bro. Like,
what's I gonna reason I started finding the, not the designer clothes, but the outside designer clothes, the niggas that's trying to become fashion house.
Man, come on.
He started naming all the clothing lines. I was like, man, let me look into some of this shit.
Man, one of the clothing lines, shout out to Westbrook. Honor the gift.
Oh, no. Shout out to Westbrook. He know how to make some motherfucking clothes. I ain't gonna hold
you. That motherfucker. Hey, Russell, you do your shit when that clothing line shit, bro.
No,
you might not be able to put that shit on you, but you put this shit on, you know what I'm saying? You can put this
every once in a while, he'll pop out with some of his shit, but I ain't gonna lie. He got this unit where it's like, it's like a H all the way through. It's like a Louis Vuitton with the, That bitch clean.
With the shorts, yeah, I seen it already.
That bitch clean.
I seen it already. I thought about putting this bitch on for birthday.
Last thing I bought from that nigga was a little t-shirt, a little $60 little t-shirt. Then I saw another nigga outside with it, and that became a house shirt.
That became
a house shirt.
Yeah, it did. Nah, man, but like I said, we got a motherfucking show for y'all.
Yes,
since we speaking on Pusha T, Kanye, I mean, I don't understand the big word between him and Kanye. Kanye, all his artists have, I guess,
they didn't cut ties, basically.
I know he cut ties, but.
Well, I was going to say, because 2 Chainz is the only one that didn't have, or has not showed any light to any beef with Kanye. He done said some disrespectful shit about Big Sean in multiple accounts,
nigga said the worst thing I've ever done was sign Big Sean.
That's egregious.
That's like, wild. That's like, damn.
It's like, nigga, damn.
But I just want to say something, bro. Big Sean flow has never changed.
What you mean?
It ain't grow. It didn't get better. It didn't. Good lordy, Wally. It's still that. Am I lying?
I
just took more shots than Kobe.
I don't want to say that because Big Sean was in his prime. Unfortunately, in the beginning.
Detroit was crazy.
Detroit was crazy. Detroit yeah. 2 was even crazy. I'm not gonna lie. Detroit 2 was nice.
Yeah, and that's the one.
But Sean picks
Detroit 2 with the one Wayne on that bitch.
Yeah, Detroit 2 with the one Wayne on that bitch. I think he was on Detroit 1 too.
He was on both.
Matter of
fact, I'm gonna say something.
What?
That's the hardest I've ever heard Big Sean go. Pause.
No, you're not wrong. Detroit 1 is better than 2. Detroit 2 is good. Yeah, all right. But Detroit 1 is better.
But I'm saying, as far as song,
rapping and everything, yes.
And like, yes. That nigga had, like, it's like.
Unfortunately, I think that was his plateau. Unless he can come back and rejuvenate himself somehow.
That deep. I still listen to that bitch.
No, that bitch crazy. That bitch.
He made me. Okay, I say, well, I forgot Wayne was on that bitch.
Going crazy.
I forgot Wayne was on that.
And he kept up with Wayne. That was the impressive part.
I'm like, he didn't keep up.
And now you back to disrespecting the nigga. Don't be yay.
I'm not being yay. I'm being truthful. Ain't no nigga, bro. Kanye got on Wayne's song and told Wayne that you're not gonna do me like you did everybody else, and still did him like everybody else.
But see, Ye can be a lyrical rapper, but that's not his bag. He know how to make a hit, and that's all I was also telling you. It's the difference. Wayne is a lyricist, but Wayne know how to make a hit. Not all lyricists know how to do that.
I'm gonna say this, but in them hits. Like 6'7", when that first hit your ear, bro, you hear 6 foot, you like, what the fuck is this? Then go back one more, a milli. That nigga said 6'7" was a milli on crack.
That I never agreed with. I know he said that. I never agreed with that.
I'm gonna say this: the original milli.
No.
No. Maybe the shit touched the streets. No, I'm saying, okay, look. The original Millie when he was saying all the crazy shit before he had to clean it up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Millie I'm talking about.
Still no.
No.
That was not Millie on crack.
No. 6 foot when he came back out. Maybe, yeah.
Probably.
But the original I had never heard a nigga. Bro, literally freestyled on the song, and that bitch was on the radio. Freestyled.
That's crazy.
Like, full freestyle, no stop. That was his break.
No, that hoe was hard.
Like, I was watching him when Lil Baby first came out, when Babyface's album first came out.
Mm-hmm.
They go to church in the Jewish community, he was listening to it, he's like, what? Goddamn. You sound like me on the menu. I ain't gonna lie, Baby was killing that. I don't know if you know that.
I ain't.
Hey, like, what you talking with? Look, got the hardest working man.
I'll never take that from him. That nigga was the hardest working man.
But if that was,
it slowed down.
Hey, look, at one point in time, that song.
The Baby was unstoppable.
Look, that song, you hit it. Dong, dong. No, I ain't gonna lie. Come turn to the Jewish community. I want to tell them to buzz in the future. What the hell did you do? What? They
start.
That's why I'm gonna keep
them
out. They start going. I ain't gonna lie, bro. He started.
Maybe I'm a little older. That's why I was like.
Nah,
yeah.
You gotta understand. So, see, that's why.
That's
well,
see,
why
I got. I ain't gonna lie. I'm selective.
We had this conversation the other day.
What?
That's why I resonate more with the young niggas.
You do. You do. I'll give some young niggas a chance. Like we were just talking about this the other day. It's only
my nigga Eddie. But I want to tell you something. You slept on my nigga Eddie Valero.
Eddie Valero's getting big, right from the start. It's not
gonna
make me gravitate.
I ain't gonna never say make you gravitate.
Yeah,
because I know you. Like you'll probably come on and you. That's who that.
You know that's Eddie Valero. I'll let it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't just turn him off.
But you gotta understand something in a trap. Error, he got bars in that shit though.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
He does. I ain't gonna say
like you said, but you said it because you know how rap is. His shit was predictable
to me.
You're not because like the, you know what I'm saying. What he said, some got a gorilla in it. That just mean the voice deep. He was like, I caught on to that shit already. I when he said some, and he said I got gorilla in it. I already.
That's the one thing that be making me bad about Maxo is I feel like Maxo used the same exact cadence on every song, but it's like if you listen to what he's saying, he rapping his ass off, but it sound like the last thing he dropped because he just using that same cadence. It's just like the shit that came, the crack at 15 song came out with Tyler Creator. The beat completely different than you know, because he like to pick the weird beats sometimes, but it's just the same cadence.
I'm not afraid of Maxo.
Are you not a fan of Max?
Nah, I think
I fuck with Maxo because he can rap. It's just the cadence be a little bit too much.
He give me that schoolboy Q when he not on that real shit. When the schoolboy on that silly shit.
I can see that.
Yeah. When he doing all the extra shit.
Yeah, that's what I can see.
That's respectful.
I can see that.
Now check this out. Did you know? This is funny. OC. Did you know Dragon Ball is carrying Japan's economy? This is a true fun fact. Man, check this out. People that don't watch Dragon Ball Z, sucks for you.
Yeah, if you don't watch anime, I don't fuck what y'all be talking about. Because I know you hoes be shaming niggas
for
watching anime.
I don't give a fuck.
Rightfully so. Some of them niggas are weird, but anime, we having some shit.
Listen what I'm saying. I won't give a fuck if you don't watch. I don't give a fuck if you watch anime, but if you don't watch Dragon Ball Z, I don't know what the fuck is you doing. I've been shamed by my fucking life for watching Dragon Ball Z. I've been shamed.
No, I feel like Dragon Ball Z was a hood classic.
What?
Because if you grew up in the hood, that was your first introduction in anime. You ain't know nothing about nothing else.
Nigga, not only that, you was your first introduction into racism.
That's
fuck.
Cause Freeza was
racist as fuck. This nigga called them niggas monkeys. You monkeys. Nigga, you monkeys walking around. That nigga, he never held that.
At all.
Fucking monkeys. Nigga, that was my introduction to racism. I didn't know what a person, why a white person would be calling a black person a monkey. So I heard a white person call a black person a monkey.
I just
be calling these niggas monkeys.
You be like, oh damn. Are they niggas?
Them niggas niggas.
Because the only reason they make you think they niggas, even though it's a Japanese anime, it give you the same depiction of how white people see us. We the big, black, strong people.
I'm finna go back.
Somehow, no matter how strong a white boy get, can't be stronger than a nigga.
Remember.
And that's how they...
Remember what we said. Chinese people don't fuck with who? Japanese people.
They don't.
Use them as what?
Niggas.
My point.
Every race and culture has
a nigga.
Yeah, and the fucked up part is they the same thing as you. But they don't recognize that shit. Like, nigga.
Now, let's get on a little bit.
Like, nigga, y'all all, but y'all all in the Asian region of the world. Y'all all are Asian at the end of the day. And y'all niggas still be finding a reason to hate each other.
Can we all just get along?
Hell nah. As long as money exists, fuck no. Nah, as long as females around with men around, fuck no. That'll never happen.
Hey, let me tell you about these old niggas. Let's talk about these old niggas, man. Speaking of, I did talk about it. Hey, but Malice, I just want to give you your credit, bro. You doing your motherfucking thing.
Nah, for sure,
your album is crazy.
Every song, that nigga verse was fire. Every song. Every
song, your verse was fire, bro. You need to drop your album, bro.
For real.
But other old niggas, Rakim, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, or forming a super group.
Ain't gonna hold you. That's hard.
That. See. What? I think I.
You didn't hit the mic?
I hit the mic like a motherfucker. Shit. Well, look. I ain't gonna lie. This shit do sound cool, bro, because those are pioneers of rap. But these niggas is damn near 60.
I mean, Snoop Dogg still dropping music, and he doing music with the young crowd. He just dropped a single with Sexy.
Snoop Dogg
is not the best. It's unfortunate.
Anything that come out with Sexy Red, bro.
She lost her fire. That's all I'm going to say about Sexy. I'm not going to say about Sexy. She lost her fire.
Nah, it's summertime. It's going to be over.
She lost her fire, bro.
Like, Glow. Like I'm happy Glow was able to
get recognized.
Nah, not even that.
Nah, for real. Nah, because that album, rightfully so, even though Doechii won that Grammy, I'm not gonna hold you. Glow could have won that hell easily. Because that album was full of
hits.
I'm talking about
Big Glow come through fine shit.
Album was on the radio.
What? Nigga, you couldn't turn that bitch on without Glow being on that bitch.
So
down here,
I can understand why females is like, damn, bro. Glow could have rightfully so won that shit.
That beat in my house, that beat, just the beat, that bitch went platinum in this motherfucker. Nigga, who else made 10 motherfuckers?
And it goes back to how we were saying hit makers. Glow can make a fucking hit.
Who?
Glow can make a hit with no problem.
Man.
With no problem. By herself.
Man.
That's the impressive part, by herself.
And not even on top of that, then she made the song with Big Boogie. It was going it was going off on that bitch. But my kids on TikTok doing this shit right now. That's what a girl, you gonna see it on my show. Y'all gonna see it on TikTok. Speaking of TikTok,
I don't know, but it's been a viral video.
Oh.
Of some crazy ass, another ON, in a truck at the after hour spot in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga hit, I want to say, a total of maybe 12 cars. This nigga, I don't know what the exchange was. It don't even show what the exchange was. This nigga was just in a black truck, middle of the parking lot, ramming people shit back and forth. Destroyed the fucking Fusion. I'm talking about ripped that bitch up.
That nigga rolled over that bitch.
They said I think when he made the right after turning through the fucking trucks, because he kept ramming through them two trucks. Yeah. He was trying to get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
After he made that right, he ran over a couple few people. That's what made everybody be like, oh, hell no. Nah. That's what I was like, nigga, you heard that nigga in the video. Where the fuck my gun at?
Where my gun?
The fucked up part, you see the constable in the video. He trying to calm down the people,
man,
that's knocking on the fucking truck.
Man, no,
nigga, the fuck, pulling your dumb ass gun out and start popping this nigga. You see this nigga that ran over people, hit multiple cars, and y'all niggas trying to calm him down.
I don't know about popping nigga, but yeah, bro.
Bro, he done ran over niggas.
Nah, definitely, you right. He probably deserves.
He not even thinking about nobody's safety. I can understand the car. Well, not even the car, because the Fusion that got fucked up, it was a woman that hopped out that bitch after it got wrecked, because she was like, damn. I'm like, I bet her fucking back hurt.
Oh, she getting paid.
How you know this nigga got insurance? How do you know that?
Mm.
And how do you know his insurance gonna cover 12 motherfucking cars?
Mm.
Insurance don't even like to cover one wreck. You telling me this nigga hit 12? And you want what? Oh, you want damages and all? Oh, You know we got 11 other people, you know, want the same thing. the insurance company will come up with some bullshit. And that's if the nigga got insurance. So, thoughts and prayers to everybody that was injured during that shit. Hey, oh boy, lucky them niggas ain't find their gun, because them niggas was searching.
No, I ain't gonna lie, man.
You just hit multiple niggas. What? I can't find my shit.
I can't find my shit. All right, check this out. Check this out. This is OC. This is OC. Pennsylvania was experiencing statewide intermittent of 9/11 hours. They couldn't call 911 at all.
I did hear about that. Okay.
So that was the day before, then the next day it was turned back on. But
so they spent the rest of that day with no ability to be able to call 911 or nothing?
No. So in my eyes,
is that ambulance and the cops, or is that just
there was no 911 communication, and they could not contact the local 911 center on their non-emergency line. Check, you know what I'm saying? So, and a day later, they were restored. That sounds like some purge shit to me.
Ain't gonna lie to do.
Like, I ain't even want to say this shit, but that shit sounds like some purge shit. Like that, like, ain't too many. Why that don't make sense. That
it's a major city. It shouldn't happen.
Nah, bro, that's a big city. Pennsylvania, not only Pennsylvania, that is a big state. So that means all Pennsylvania could not call.
That's
911. Philadelphia is a big state, so you couldn't call. That mean for 24 hours. You can go do what the fuck you wanted to do. That's how it purged me.
I can understand how that sound like that. I don't fuck with no shit like that.
That's how it purged me, bro.
I hope everybody was okay after that shit. I ain't heard nobody.
I ain't heard no situations after that. Like that, but you know what I'm saying? But somebody in the world.
Hey, shout out to the state for not cutting the fuck up. Because you don't know if any other state going to react the same way, and it be all hell.
Because I feel like if they did that in Texas,
niggas going to start panicking. What the fuck you mean I can't call 911? A word? You know, with all
this, help me take over your trap.
Especially with all this influx of new people, ain't no telling how the fuck they going to react to this shit. Because then the other time, niggas in the hood be like, well, nigga, we don't call them niggas for shit no way.
Hey, we was just talking about something the other day. Trump was finna pass a bill to make it where you had to do 20 hours a week.
Oh, yeah, no.
Kids had to do 20
hours. Kids, yeah.
Kids got to do 20 hours a week before they, what happened?
If they give you any government assistance, okay. Your child has to be in outside school programs children 20 hours a week.
Okay.
Per week.
Okay. I'm with that shit.
Really?
I'm with it. Because it's one reason. Because these kids do not know what the fuck outside is. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm against it because we got so many young parents.
What you mean?
Like,
that's not able to make that happen? Or who don't have the time or something?
I'm going to say not the time. You got to sit outside with your kids now, bro. This ain't like us now.
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
This ain't like us, bro. Like, we just talking about the dude that got picked up. The little dude tried to grab that black couple.
That black couple son in the video.
Beat his ass up. And we going into saying that, they found little Jamal White. He was a 7-year-old, bro. Like, I'm with them going outside, but they need to have parents and supervision.
Understandable. Because it ain't no such thing nowadays as the right supervision. Because you can't trust nobody around your kids, because unfortunately, it's too many weirdos, male and female.
Not
out here.
For real, bro. Not
and that's the fucked up part. Male and female, they make you think, you be like, damn, it make you not want to take your kid. And when kids, I know your kids are getting to the point where they probably were like, oh, well, can I spend a night at one of your friends? Hell no. Spend a night at one of your friends,
spend a night at what?
Fuck no. I'm like, but you know, mom and dad, I don't give a fuck. No, they cool.
They cool.
When we visit. And then we go to fuck home.
My niece and then my brother-in-law right now. Shout out to my brother-in-law, man. Shout out to my man. He probably watched my shit a little later. Probably watched my shit a little later. Told me, call me and tell me about the shit. Tell me about myself. But, nah. That's why I respect him. Like, he don't. Nah, he don't be with that. If they not going to their grandma's house, ain't no spending the night.
I don't blame him.
Ain't no spending the night. And you know, I be wanting to give, you know, I'm wanting to get my nephew all the time. Come on, that's the only boy. Want to get my boy.
Understandable.
I want to get my boy. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Jax right now, he, you know, he out of commission. But, you know, I've been wanting to get my boy. I'm definitely want to get my boys just to chill with them and teach them shit, you know, but I respect it. You feel me?
I
respect everything, bro. Like, bro, like, but bro, real stand up dude. So you gotta respect it. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it was a fuck nigga, it'd be different. But bro, stand up nigga. You feel me? I never, you know what I'm saying? Could never take nothing from him. You feel what I'm saying? But you know, we just gotta be more. We gotta be more cautious with our kids. Like,
no, for real.
Kids these days know way more shit than we ever thought about.
Because they good at questioning everything. And until they get a finalized answer.
No. Fuck a finalized answer.
Or something they believe.
No,
not even that.
Not even they believe.
What?
They make that it makes sense.
Okay.
To them. Like.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like. You can tell, like, I can tell my daughters right now, I can tell Riley and Issa right now, that's the first look that I'm gonna get. 10 minutes later, it's gonna be a come in conversation, but daddy, why you said this, and that don't make, but we just did this.
You gotta make that shit make sense to
them. Yeah, you gotta make it make sense, because these kids, I don't know, like, they're in an awakening here. They're in an awakening. Like,
I can see
they have a quest for knowledge. Like, they wanna know. Like, not the YNs right now.
Oh, no, they don't give a fuck about none of
that. Not them.
Not them.
I'm talking about babies.
The younger
babies.
Generation. Yeah.
These babies. These 70, like, 10 and others right now.
They curiosity is peaked.
I'm talking about, like, they came out with their third eye open already.
That's what it's saying.
Because it's like, you learn more. I learn more from my kids than I learn from anybody.
That's dope.
Like, they learn. They have. They're in the. Like I said, they learn differently than we do.
And that is true.
They got a whole different curriculum than we do. Like, well, I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this shit? I got a first grader. And kind of don't understand it. Like, why they teaching
bring you this shit? Like, you like the fuck?
Why they teaching y'all this shit so early? I ain't learned this shit. I was in third grade, fourth grade. Well, daddy, I need to know. You know time. You know timetables. You feel me? In first grade, we didn't know that shit.
Oh, in first grade,
bro.
Damn.
Fuck.
They trying to teach
me. Nigga, I was still got my name perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 3.
Well, see, they're not learning cursive, see, because that was a whole.
I ain't no more cursive.
Yeah.
See, I think second grade was dedicated to learning how it was handwriting. Damn near.
Now I'm a star. If I ever gotta say something to somebody and I don't want to say it out loud or talk on the phone, I'm gonna write in cursive on a note and give it to you, because I know you can read it. Show that shit to your kids. Like, what is this? Declaration of Independence? Yeah, read it.
Read it. Because Declaration of Independence is...
I
ain't gonna lie, bro.
I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit there, like, my bro...
That shit blows my mind.
I don't like growing up, me being in prison, but, bro, my grandma used to write me. I used to be mad as hell.
Why?
Because she used to write in cursive. I can read it. Trust me, I can read in cursive.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, old folks cursive?
It's beautiful.
That's it.
It's beautiful. Nigga, I can show you. I have my father write something right now. You'd be like, God damn.
That's my point. So it's like, I tried to write her back in cursive.
She was like, what the fuck is this? This scribble scratch ass shit.
Man, nah. My mama said I got pretty cursive.
Okay.
But
It ain't nothing like her.
It ain't nowhere near. Like, see, that's what she like, you. I'd rather you need to write more in cursive than you write written.
Uh-huh.
This is like, you just, in cursive, I can flow. You
feel? Yeah. That's what it's meant to teach you how to do, just
flow.
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, that shit look like chicken scratch when you write in the regular.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, my regular writing trash.
Yeah.
I can write my ass off in cursive, though.
Yeah, bro. So, but it's crazy, like, when you have to reteach yourself how to write in cursive.
You do, because you ain't, yeah, that ain't something you used to. Yeah, you don't do that shit all the time. True shit.
So, you gotta reteach yourself a lot of shit. And I hope y'all get ready to reteach yourself a lot of shit. But like, if you think so, hey, a man sued his employer for racial discrimination and settled the case. When he took the settlement check to the bank to cash it, the bank didn't believe it. It was real and called the police on him, which led to another racial discrimination.
I want to know what that next check gonna be. That nigga about to get paid.
Shout out to the black man.
Straight up. That's a blessing on a blessing.
Man, shout out to the black man, bro.
After confirming that shit.
Uh-huh.
And cash, and I'm still gonna stay there. Y'all are gonna cash my shit. And I'm gonna let you know to tell her at the thing. You know you about to lose your job, right?
Nah.
As you give me my
that.
I want that in cash. I want it all Seagulls. I want you to take your time and count.
Fresh, crisp, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nigga, 50s. Nigga, 50s and 100s. Nigga.
I want that shit in the sealed plastic bag. When you do the all, I want that shit. You want it all in $1,000? Yes, bitch. I want you about to take your time.
The man was in Detroit. His name is Shantor Thomas.
Shout out to him, bro. For
shout
real.
Shout out to that man. Shout out to that, bro.
Oh, and hey, another shout out. This is some more OC shit. Shout out to the 10 white people that got arrested for trying to break into an ICE facility to kill the correctional officers.
Okay.
It didn't work. They all got caught. Nobody got injured. Well, they probably got fucked up. They're probably in Alcatraz right now as we speak. Alligator Alcatraz, ain't no telling. They probably looked at it as traitors to the country. You know, white people like to shame white people. So, but yeah, the 10 white people, they tried to get their shit off. I don't know if they had guns or anything. I think they was just them going there with just knives and some bullshit. That's the crazy part. It was just like, what? Hey, they had heart. They had heart. It wasn't in the right place in their brain, but they had heart.
Thanks, niggas.
I got you some more OC shit. A chef at Benny Hunter's pulled out a gun on a waiter after he told him, hey, you taking too long to prepare the plates. And then he said, oh yeah, I'm taking too long. How about you get the fuck out my face? He obviously got arrested and fired.
And his license probably got will never be.
I mean,
I think they probably took his license.
What, as a cook, well, yeah, you need a license to do this shit. So probably so. I mean, I would imagine so. I mean, you pulled out a gun on your coworker after that nigga told you he was taking too long. It's just funny. I feel like he did that shit on some hush shit. He just walked up to that nigga and he's like, hey, you taking too long.
Nigga, you a bitch. That's basically the way he's making. I'm a bitch.
Oh, say it again. You a bitch.
Hey, check this out. I got some OCJ for you. Hey, networks now add a disclaimer before every rush hour. Man, warning, this may contain offensive content. Hey.
Because I guess Rush Hour considered racist now? Damn, we in different times.
Yeah.
That shit was comedy when we was kids. Go watch that shit after a fresh blunt. Chris Tucker have you dying laughing.
Bro, Chris Tucker have you dying laughing or whatever the fuck.
When Jackie Chan tried to sing... what was the song? Oh, that shit was too funny.
My father on one car bullet. My father. My father keep your father ass.
That is crazy. That whole come with a disclaimer now.
That nigga say, "What is this?" That nigga say, "Look like some, look like a box of grease." It's a thermal salt.
She said, "Hey, I know, man. Put some hot sauce on that shit. Put some hot sauce on that shit, man." You start eating that shit. You're like, "Hey, this shit good." That's wild. Hey, we ain't looking for Ricky Tav. You Ricky Tav?
Nah.
The shortest one.
Nah, niggas like, which one are you eating?
Said it was me.
Ooh, as I finish whooping your ass, I'm gonna whoop his ass.
That nigga, he said, stood up on the niggas. He said, oh. Hey, why the fuck you didn't tell me these niggas go like this? All that shit was too funny.
Bro.
Chris Tucker.
Hey, Chris Tucker, shout out to you, man. I hope y'all get that Friday done, man. I hope y'all do.
I don't think he's going to be a part of that.
From my understanding, he's going to be. They got everything compressed.
Him and DC Young Fly, they to be his son.
But they say, from my understanding, they will be visiting, the rehab, and Smokey runs the rehab.
Oh, that's live. I ain't gonna hold you.
DC on Fly will be playing. Son.
I hope so. I hope they come fast.
Or they could just. Or, like I said, I said this a long time ago. Or I said this a while back. Revamp that bitch.
Oh, put a whole new. Like, revamp put his son it. Instead put of Ice Cube. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that'd be live. That would be live.
Throw a new flight with that bitch and have them meet that ass a little earlier. Who will play that at?
That's you a good question.
I got somebody that play that at.
Who?
What's that light skinned nigga? What's up, Steve? Man, I'm doing it like this, Steve. Yeah. What's the nigga name, bro? Him?
If you tell me the nigga name.
Man, bro, the nigga. Hey, this nigga here, he light skinned. That nigga put it in a bitch.
I think I know who you talking about. The nigga be wearing a hat all the time?
Nah. He don't wear a hat. And my nigga Will Mills is on Vlad TV. Fuck what you talking about.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he on Vlad.
Oh, that's live.
Fuck off. You gotta check him out.
Okay, that's live.
He's going to fuck out, but him or what's the nigga? Guard! Yeah, he'll be dead A.
I can see him being dead A.
But check this out. This OC shit right here. Layla Ali announced that she will return from retirement to face Marissa Shields for 15 to 20 million.
I saw that.
Alright, get that done.
Hey, please do.
Get that done, because that's the greatest.
Please do.
That's the greatest daughter, and she is the greatest.
She is.
Nigga, knock a nigga out.
I would love to see that fight.
What? Hey, my nigga Shakur, I asked you the other day who fought. Shakur had fought, and I told you that.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won.
Okay.
He won by unanimous decision. I think that was his first time fighting outside of ESPN.
Okay.
Because all his fights would be on ESPN, so that was pretty cool to see him on a different network.
That's dope.
Different set, you know what I'm saying? But I got another OC shit. Check this out.
Got some other?
Bro. Bro, the world is OC.
Yeah,
check this out. When I say this, you're gonna die laughing. Space capsule carrying the ashes of 166 people and cannabis seeds crashes into the Pacific Ocean.
Hold on. A space capsule? The shit was out in space.
The shit was underwater. Hey, you remember them people we was looking for?
Yeah.
There they go. With some cannabis seeds.
With cannabis seeds?
Mm-hmm.
Remember them people? With cannabis seeds first? They could still be planted?
I don't know. They ain't say the cannabis
seeds. Dead man's kush?
Alien kush.
That's crazy.
Nah, nigga, what is you talking about? They talking about, man, look. a space capsule. If you see this capsule, it looked just like the shit that they got lost in the water. They couldn't find these people. These people just magically disappeared. Remember that?
Oh, you talking about the what's the name? The little mini submarine. They imploded. They found the rebel, but then I watched the documentary how the scientists explained it. Once they heard their first tweet, because they showed the video. I don't know how the fuck the video footage somehow still exists. That, and I was like, the fuck? That don't make sense. But okay, if they imploded, how the fuck y'all get this video? But it showed it right before the second it cut off. And supposedly the way it happened is that motherfucker imploded and then, because of the pressure, shrunk together, and that somehow disintegrated everybody's body, bones and all.
That's a goddamn lie. Yeah, bro. Okay, I got something new. Check this out. 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 I'm trying to see which way to go, B. Hey, Young Buck got the OG braids back.
Man, I saw that bullshit.
This nigga just a ball-headed.
Bro. Shout out to the niggas that's bald, that's going to Turkey to go on to get the little hair surgery. Y'all niggas look crazy.
Y'all niggas look crazy.
Why y'all niggas just can't grow a beard? Mm-hmm. I thought that was the bald nigga thing to do. Just grow a beard. Sure. Now, rightfully so, if you can't ball a beard, grow a, my bad, ball a beard. Grow a beard.
Damn,
then I can, yeah, we been smoking the same about that. That motherfucker.
Yeah.
But
we got a whole other long leaf over here.
But rightfully so, if you can't grow a beard, I guess I understand the surgery, but not really, bro. Just be a man. Stop being a bitch.
Yeah, you being a bitch and go get a hair transplant.
I ain't gonna lie, some niggas do look weird with, like, just...
with beards?
Nah, not even with beards. Just no beard. Some niggas look strange.
Man, if I sold you a beard, I'd be like a mole rat without none of this.
Who you do what? The only thing I'll keep is a goatee.
Oh my god,
that was my shit when I was a kid. Look, but
you know when they go to TC, they shave your head bald. And not only shave your head, I had a full, like, I had to harden.
Okay.
Nigga.
You looking like you praise Allah every day.
They say I had to save all this shit.
Oh, for real? Booty. Oh, so you just like looking like a child.
Booty face. Ball. Ball head. Ball head. Pussy ball head. Nigga, I'm talking about. Then they take a picture of you.
Hold on, I'd have hurt myself.
That's on your ID.
I'm like, yeah.
Look. That's on your ID.
Y'all might as well cut my motherfucking eyebrow off too. Y'all got me and this bitch looking like an alien. What the fuck y'all got going on?
Look, okay. So then, you got to get you a beard pad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on, you gotta, hold on.
I only got me a beard pad.
You gotta get a beard pad?
I only got me a beard pad, bro. That's so you can grow your hair, grow your face up.
Yeah, God ain't want me to go to
TBC. I wasn't finna be in that bitch dry. I used that dry razor one time, boy.
Oh no! Fuck no!
My face so fucked up, it was unreal. I said,
I believe.
No,
fuck them dry razors.
I swear to God, got a beard pad.
That's
man.
What they make the
you
okay
when you get a beard pad. They make you go take another picture. So yeah, this time I got the beard on. Get the beard on.
Happy
beard.
As hell.
Yeah. But they give you on the back of that motherfucker. These are old pictures. To remind y'all,
this is what it can be, nigga. Don't fuck around.
Same.
That's wild.
Worst time of my life, bro. Bald head ass nigga, hot in a motherfucker in a jumpsuit,
looking like Mace.
What the woman be wearing? An all in one called a romper.
Oh, yeah, looking like superheroes.
Yeah, bro, we was wearing a romper. And like,
damn, they had your skin tight?
No.
Jesus.
No, look, with no arms. In the summertime.
Damn.
With his kid over the top of his
head. Had y'all niggas looking like
that. In 100 degrees. It's hotter inside on my than it is on the outside. You take your, look, you gotta take your cold shower.
Y'all niggas looking like Vivica Fox.
Oh, man. You have to go take your cold shower, bro. Get cool down. Then when they put you in the regular, like, they take you out of, they take you in, put you in population, Oh man, nigga, I'm talking about, nigga, I was in that one, I'm talking about sleep one time, bro. I tried to get up, nigga, I was stuck to the mat. Nah, bro.
That got up with you, that's crazy.
I wouldn't get up with that on nobody, that's all I see, but let me keep going, because I ain't finished.
This oh, nigga, I got something that I think I can top you, bro. Akon. You heard about Akon? You heard about, you ain't hear about Akon? So, you know Akon, he was trying to create Wakanda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the country bought back the land, because after 7 years, this nigga only built one building, and the building did not get finished. So, they took that nigga back. They was like, hey, here your money. Yeah, it's supposed to be $6 billion, but they was just like, yeah, nah, just here, bro. Oh. Here your money back. We don't even want the shit no more. Yeah, Akon let Africa down with that one, bro. All
right, check it. All right. All right.
but you know who else let somebody down?
Who?
Javonte Davis.
Ah, he keep letting us down, man. What he let us down doing now?
Oh, he couldn't win the fight against, who was that, Rose? Mm-hmm. So he had to win the fight against his bitch. He went back to hitting on her. He had to take a W in the most fucked up way. He got bonded out of jail. Tried to hide his face on the come out pause, but it's like, bro, you at this point, you being a goofy.
Just leave the bitch alone. You gotta smack the bitch, leave the bitch alone.
Larry June said it, bitch, don't beat the hoe, teach the hoe.
Nah, check this out. Excuse me, pardon me. Did you know the oath? The earth, there's an ocean hidden 400 miles beneath the Earth's surface. Possibly holding more water than the ocean. All the oceans combined. It's not science fiction, brother. Trust me.
I mean, well, we talked about this before, but what you're saying now is it how is that possible to where it can hold more ocean than the oceans we know? Currently, being underground.
Well, right now, do you know Africa is splitting apart?
We talked about that.
Africa is splitting apart to create another ocean. It's water.
But we didn't explain why, because the equator.
No, not the equator.
It wasn't at the equator.
The water currents have reversed. So it's causing shit to.
So is that dealing with the whole other ocean that was supposed to be emerging?
Yeah, it's supposed to be in between. That's why Africa is splitting between, so it can't have the other ocean to emerge. But they're saying this other ocean is 800 miles down, 400 miles down, 400 miles down, and that bitch is real. When they found another ocean, again, they found another ocean inside of the ocean.
It's a lot of water.
If you ever seen the movie Power Rangers, the live movie. nah, you laughing.
You just caught me off guard. You just said, if you ever seen the movie The Power Rangers. Like,
the Power Rangers, the last one they made?
The newest one with the remake?
Yeah.
Did you ever see it? I don't think I finished it. I watched it a little bit.
Okay. Remember, they swam through the water. Mm-hmm. They swam through an ocean.
I do remember that.
Swam through the ocean and swam through another border of water.
I do remember that.
Came out to the other side. It was they ended up in another set of water. They had to swim up.
Yeah.
And they was in the fucking thing.
Whatever the land was.
And they still ain't told us about these goddamn eggs.
We not gonna find out about
them eggs. Let this shit go.
We ain't gonna find out about them eggs. We ain't gonna find out about Jeffrey Epstein, even though that's the worst conspiracy ever.
I ain't gonna lie. Trump on his ass.
For no reason, it's like, nigga, the way you on his ass, that's how we know you on the list. You won't let it go. He's like, we don't need to be worried about him. He's a bad guy.
Y'all get him. We're going to get his ass.
Nigga, we know you on the list. We know.
You're a pedophile, bro.
To say the list don't exist.
No, I'm sorry.
And you still got an old girl serving 20. Is like, come on, bro. Let her go then. If the list don't exist, let the, pardon the bitch. I don't think that pardon don't happen because that bitch is going to start running her mouth. Mm-mm. That's if she still alive.
Mm-mm. She might not be.
I mean, you know, that's sometimes they don't.
That's why she got 20 years. That's why people would say.
Nope. Oh, okay. She ain't in max prisons where you don't get visits.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Check this out. Earth is going to spin much faster over the next few months. So fast that several days are going to get shorter. First off, motherfucker.
Did you know July 6th was supposedly the fastest day of the year? I think it was July 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
First off, motherfucker. This motherfucker ain't spinning no faster.
You don't think it'll spin no faster? What make you think that's not possible?
We ain't spinning. Nigga, what the fuck? You still think you still?
Oh, you're flat earth shit.
If you still think we spinning, you out of fucking pocket.
I told you, I don't know what we doing. I don't live in space. I don't conduct in things I can't explain.
They can't eat. What the fuck is you talking about?
I ain't never been to space, so I can't talk on.
Bro, niggas can't explain space. Nigga, you can't. I can't either. I know space. I know what I can explain.
Star Wars. That's about the fuck I know about space. What you mean?
What I can look. I'm gonna tell you something. How can a motherfucker tell me, explain to me about space, and they can't even explain to me about the water?
That's a fact.
They find new creatures every day.
And the fact we still ain't got past 5%, we still ain't made it to 6%.
It is the year 2025, so they say. And we still ain't been to the depths of the water.
I'm not gonna hold you. You can't get me to get on nobody cruise. I don't give a fuck about no ocean.
I don't give a fuck about ocean.
I don't want to see none of
that.
Bro,
I don't want to go.
I cannot be waking up in the middle of the night or day, and I walk outside the boat, and all the fuck I see is water. Fuck no.
I don't want to be on that boat and hear something singing to me.
Shit like that. I didn't say that video. I was like, hell no.
I don't want to be something singing to me and I get to walk into the edge of the boat.
That bitch. You so dumbass.
Get your bitch ass here.
Fuck out of here.
Same blunt. That's the name of that.
I got some more shit to talk about. Actually, I got some serious shit to talk about. Did you hear about what the fuck they trying to do with this house bill?
Talk to me.
This House Bill 6 will allow schools to suspend homeless children.
Huh?
I'm going to read more for you.
Read.
The House Bill is supposed to be a suspension for children below the third grade who deem as homeless children under the federal law and supposed to give help to assistance somehow. Supposedly, this is going to help the teachers weird out the kids who supposedly don't have
less fortunate, basically.
Yes, basically. They trying to rule out the less fortunate children.
So that mean what
you
mean?
Basically literally are going to be suspended because you don't have a household or a parent or a legal guardian in your life. If you come from misfortune and they deem you. It's what, and that's the thing. It's what the school or the school district deems to be considered a poor child. Then they'll suspend you to make it easier on the teachers to teach the other children and not really have to worry about what you got going on.
This land of the free.
But
this the land of the free. I don't see how. Why? Well, I thought education was free.
But in San Antonio, basically, it was schools that was trying to not basically put this in the law. They was like, we not going to do this shit. They cut all their funding. All of it. Statewide and nationwide. They cut all their funding. Until they redo it and select which children they consider to be misfortunate, and then them niggas will be suspended from school. I don't know if it's year out. I don't know if this is weekly, but they will be suspended from doing certain classes and attending certain. They won't be able to, like, that. Is that to the, No, and see, this is why you said how you agree. That's why I asked you if you agree to what that whole thing was about how Trump, that's how they're going to try to get them to not get government service. If you're not able to get go to school events because you've been suspended from school, outside of school, how the fuck you going to get government assistance? You unable to give that 20 hours per week because you've been suspended because your school has deemed you misfortunate. So now you're unable, and your mama unable, and your family unable to get that assistance that they need. That's why I asked you. I was like, you sure you agree? That's all. I was waiting to bring this up. That's all. I was like, you sure you agree with that?
Hold on.
They trying to make it a circle to where they going to fuck you.
Hold on.
And you notice who this is going to jeopardize? The niggas that come from our side of town.
Look, shout out to me. Alright, first, I want
to
say that.
Prayers to the children that this is going to affect.
Because I'm going to say something.
And it's supposed to happen in September.
How the fuck? So that's next school, this school year.
Oh, that's going to be enforced next school year.
So how the fuck are you going to deny a child free education? That's free education, bro. This is the land of the free, though.
I mean, right now it's starting off in Texas, but...
In Texas, ain't this something we the most corrupted? I feel like we the most corrupted fucking state ever, bro.
Right now, it's looking bad for us.
How the fuck can you tell a child... How can you tell that a child is less fortunate? How can you tell that? I please want to let you know because of how they hair did or how they shoot, they got shoes on. What some kids,
and they ain't show the prerequisites of what makes a child less fortunate versus another. They ain't show that, so I don't know.
I need to know this because at the end of the day, that don't mean that just because they taught them how their hair did, what that has to do with them learning.
What the motherfucker got the best grade in it? Best grade in his class.
Going to make it straight fucking A's. Then you going so you finna deny a child from learning? And that sounds like fucking rages, bro. Listen how that fucking sounds.
Yeah, no, that's easy.
You're gonna deny a child from learning or being the best person they can be to change their outcome of their fucking life?
No, for real.
Are you serious, bro? Like, I'm sorry, like, bro, that doesn't make sense to me, and that's not gonna ever sit right with me. Especially when it comes to children, and I have children. I have nieces and nephews.
Uh-huh.
The fuck do you mean? So basically, you telling me, like I said, a little girl, because a little girl had did, oh, she's less fortunate.
So we're gonna suspend her from school.
Well, she got braids because her hair ain't got rebraided right now. She's less fortunate.
And then that's another way to get so it. Child missed too many days this year. It's because y'all kept fucking suspending her. It ain't because she ain't want to come to school. It ain't like she ain't want to learn. Y'all setting her up for failure.
Bro, they want these kids, bro. Listen to what I just said, though. Remember I told you, these kids are so different.
Us, we the better out of shit. Fuck school, cool.
My point. These kids want to go to school. Like my baby, Issa couldn't wait to go to fucking school that they had, but we had to put her in school.
But that's live. That's a blessing.
So, again, that's kind of telling me, like, y'all scared of this generation.
Possibly.
Because in that next generation that's coming up, I don't even know what they call them.
I don't know neither.
But that generation now, I think they why? Oh, Alpha.
That's they call
Alpha. Generation Alpha.
Shit, that's a good name for it.
Alpha or Beta.
Okay.
One or two, but I think they're Alpha. And what's after them is Beta. Okay. So, I think they are scared of that. Because, like I say, kids, they learn like this.
That's true.
They see it, they can obtain it, and they gonna do it. And you gonna look at them like, what the fuck? How the fuck can you do this? They just seen you do.
Yeah.
So with us, okay, you gotta look, you know, you gotta do it like this, 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 and this. No, my baby sat here and watched me learn and learned how to play Grand Theft Auto by watching me.
She got on the stick like you was like, the fuck?
Come back in this motherfucker. I got a video of this shit, cheap. Driving through the neighborhood like it was, like, you know, I'm like, fuck. But, nah, they are visual learners, bro.
Yeah.
These kids, like I say, I feel like for that to actually happen, I feel like you are scared of what these kids can become.
Not gonna answer. I can see that.
Because
that sounds like some fear tactic type shit. Because that don't, it really just don't make no sense.
I'm gonna say something, that's probably all we know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'll be having a moment. What if they have actually ran into a kid? Like, I've actually seen this thing where they say, ask a kid, do they remember being born? Or do they remember what it was like before being born? Into something like that. And they not gonna say, I don't know. They gonna tell you some other shit.
I've seen them little videos.
You seen this
shit? And I'll be like, how the fuck they know that? I don't remember no shit like that.
I don't remember that shit. I don't know that shit. But they telling you about some other shit that they've experienced before they got here. If even that's normally what they telling you. Like, I never ask Issa, like, not. I can't ask Riley no more because she's 7. That thought, that process is gone.
Yeah.
I asked Issa, I got a little amount of time to ask her before she turned 5.
Mm-hmm.
They said 5, it just, they, now it's there in the world. But they came, but I feel like if I ask her that shit, like, she gonna tell me some shit. Like,
that'd be love, though.
You know, but like, you know what I'm saying? I seen this shit. Speaking of these kids, like I told you, I seen these two kids. I seen I'm not a meme. It was on, well, it was kind of a meme because it was on Facebook. And the two kids were sitting there, and she, one of the kids was asking about the kid, asked the other kid, do you know why you here? And she was like, nah, I don't. But I know I have a purpose that I need to fulfill. See, this. You know, we are the new generation and we're the new world order.
And what does the child say?
That's what the child was saying to the other child. Okay, but they were sitting like they was getting ready to go to Earth. They was getting ready. They were looking at Earth. They were getting ready to go and they were getting ready to be born.
Oh, okay.
Type shit. So we have a purpose that we need to fulfill. We are the new world order. We have to teach people the real, the right way.
Okay.
You feel me? So when you hear that shit and you look at the babies, they like I said, I told you, I learned from my kids. My kids are funny. They funny, but I learned from them. Like, that's what they for.
Okay.
It's, you know, dope. I feel like it's dope. I feel like it's dope as fuck. But they scared of them.
I can see that. I can see them being scared of the next generation that's coming up.
They just too smart, bro. They too smart.
Yeah, they ain't gonna retain no bullshit neither.
Not going for no, excuse me.
By no means.
But the way I'm not going for the bullshit, just imagine how my kids gonna be. What? Hey, y'all got hell. Y'all got some hell on y'all hands, man. My daughters are gonna give y'all fucking hell.
Speaking of hell, bro.
Whoa.
Jurassic Park. I don't know why.
Oh, you seen it? You ain't seen the new Jurassic Park?
I seen that, though. I seen that, bro,
what the fuck was that last thing?
They called that hoe D-Rex. Gave it a nigga name, D-Rex. He the big one.
Hey, man, don't go around that fuck with D-Rex. Shit.
They try to tell us, goof ass.
He
bigger than everything else on the island.
That nigga was the biggest.
They like, he ain't that big. He can't be. All right. But no. And over there in Bangkok, in one of the rivers, for the Jurassic Park premiere, They decided to put... Oh, shit. Ooh, I'm going to drop that by the way. They decided to put... Not Velociraptors. Let me see. What's the name of these motherfuckers? The Spinosaurus. I don't know if you know the part where they were swimming around with the big, whatever the big dinosaur was at first. They put the little needle in and got the blood. The ones with the little spines.
Yeah.
They put realistic version, animatronic versions of them bitches in the river in Bangkok. Bitches was moving around looking real. Like, they was real. Like, I'm talking about the detail of them bitches and everything. You can see the amber in the eyes. They had the shits moving. Them shits was scary as hell. I don't know what possessed them. It was, it's fly promoting the movie. But at the same time, if nobody, say if you going on your boat in Bangkok, you don't know shit about no Jurassic Park movie, or you're not thinking about that shit. You've been going out to fish. You just happen to see this big ass dinosaur in the fucking river. You're like, hold on, what the fuck is that?
Hey. Yeah, see, see, I know I ain't going to see this shit.
So yeah,
hey man,
them good pictures. That shit was scaring people. So until they found out it was a promotion for the fucking Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, man. Hey, but that Jurassic that was a wild. That was a wild one.
I went to go see that shit in 40X with the chairs and shit moving.
That
hoe was there. That hoe was crazy. I wound up seeing that hoe free because the first 10-15 minutes, the chairs weren't moving. So CJ went to go complain. She wound up getting this shit for free. So yeah, we enjoyed that whole
shout out to CJ
for the no pay.
Hey, shout out to the women. Shout out to the women because that's what they do. They go in there.
Yeah, look, man, with the free pass, extra free pass.
Look. We remember that Jay-Z meme and Beyonce. He was standing behind Beyonce like this. My bitch finna tear your ass up. Hey, these motherfuckers don't work.
Damn, sure did.
Yeah, because I was like, why she left? Then all of a sudden, I'm seeing people shit moving. I'm like,
for sure.
My shit was moving at first, then all of a sudden, it just stopped. But I didn't realize it. I'm watching the fucking preview.
Yeah.
My high ass.
High as a bitch. Not for sure. These motherfuckers finna twirl. Wall finna come out this motherfucker. I'm finna hear screams in my ear. All kind of, I better lose my motherfucking eardrum in this bitch tonight. Nigga. What is he talking about? I pay $60 for these tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Come on. Hey, these motherfuckers don't work. Come on.
They got them bitches working.
Come on. Man. I need some popcorn. A large popcorn. Every time this motherfucking button come on, you better be here.
Oh,
I'm gonna sue this motherfucker.
Oh, speaking of, maybe we should sue Harvard. Because all right, a Dr. Thomas Kramer was hired by Harvard to find out if they had any correlations connected to slavery.
Bitch ass nigga.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on, it get better than that. Craig Steven Wilder, he's a guy that wrote this book called Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, okay.
And he found true results. This is the crazy thing. His book is banned in America.
Nah, for real.
And he found true results that showed in Harvard history, during graduation, they used to give slaves as presents to graduates.
Oh, no.
But this book is banned in America. We can't read it. We can't order it. We can't buy it.
We can't. Amazon it?
Maybe you can Amazon it.
I don't know. You know, lately I've been buying shit I've been buying shit in other people's time lately.
That's why I was like, maybe, know, you can.
Look, you know, I just bought my game. I bought the West Ham game.
What was that? Sweden? Swedish time or some shit?
Some shit. What the fuck it was? Greenland,
some shit. It's one of them shits over there.
But it's like
one of them neutrals.
They dead ahead of us. Shit, they dead ahead of us. Just know I was playing NCAA on Monday morning, while y'all niggas start playing that bitch on Tuesday.
Oh, see, that's live.
Yeah,
that's live.
I'm buying my shit like that every time.
Speaking of the game, shit, how you feel about Melo getting the cover of a SGA?
Well, it always was like that.
How do you feel about Angel Reese? Do you feel like it's rightfully deserved, the cover for the WNBA?
Not definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of hate out there for her.
Because I ain't gonna lie.
People hate her more than they hate Megan.
And that, speaking of Megan, I'll tell you something about her in a second.
Okay.
But, who you gonna put on that motherfucker then? You just had eyes on that bitch last year. You know what I'm saying? Who you gonna put?
I mean, she has been breaking records. I mean, her and Caitlin both breaking records.
You gonna put Caitlin Clark on that? She'll be on that bitch next year, most likely.
I can see her on that bitch next year, probably.
I'm surprised Stewie ain't been on that motherfucker yet.
Low key.
That's what I thought would have been on that.
That actually would have been the that. There you go.
I thought Stewie would have
been. There you go.
Sabrina Eskew.
Haven't Sabrina been on one before?
Nah, she ain't been on one.
Oh, she ain't been on
one? Oh,
I'm surprised. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. What's the name? Just blew Paige Bucket's ass out. She in a bad situation, though. She in Dallas. Dallas is a sorry-ass team.
They do.
Sorry-ass team.
They do.
I ain't gonna lie. But she still be hooping, though. She be hooping her ass off.
Oh, you know, this still on topic before we even get to Megan. You know women hate niggas that wear WNBA jerseys?
No, I don't wear the jersey. I ain't gonna get no jersey.
You gonna get a jersey? You gonna get a shirt swoops? All right, yeah. That's
nah.
You gonna get a shirt? Tina?
Nah.
You had to think about it, though.
Because you know I'm gonna get some Tina Thompson, boy. Nah.
The only jersey I got is Kobe, and I don't wear that.
I get a Kemp Rock. And you have to respect it.
I do.
Yeah, any woman would have to respect that too. That's a woman that died from cancer. You feel me?
But see, they might not know that off the top of their head.
You see a comment number 10.
But not like, alright. There might be women intertwined in knowing what the WNBA is of nowadays.
Yeah.
But they might not know the history. Especially when it comes to the comments.
They don't even know.
And they don't realize the comments meant something more than the Rockets for a minute.
We've been trying to get them back out here for the long. They left and went to Seattle. That's crazy.
That shit hurt.
4P, nigga. And it's crazy. The WNBA is growing now.
It is.
They just added this Golden State team, the Valkyries.
I did hear about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. They're going to Philadelphia next year. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I ain't know nothing about that.
Yeah, they're getting Philadelphia getting the team next year.
See, we need to bring back the fucking comments thing.
What you mean? Man, we should have been this year. We should have been Houston Comets back going.
Bro.
In the Toyota Center.
After Philly gets their shit off, it better be Houston.
Nah, it's Philly. I had to check that. Because I don't want to say. It's another big town. That's another big time.
They need to stop bullshitting and go ahead and give us the girls back. That's bullshit.
Nah, because we a staple in the WNBA, though. Definitely. Big staple in the WNBA. Just as much as the Liberty is, and just as much as the Sparks.
Yeah.
Like, we started this going fucking gangster shit, nigga. We started this shit, nigga. The fuck is you talking about?
Nah, for real.
We started this shit.
That's first half, yeah.
Nigga. The fuck is you talking about? First four. Beat teaspoon ass, nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck is you talking about? Nigga. And Teresa Witherspoon was cold.
She was, then a bitch.
Nigga, let you know I watched that, nigga. I was at the games, nigga. I was there when they won one of them motherfuckers, nigga.
Oh, for real?
Man, I would have turned the fuck up, didn't even know it.
That's live.
I think I was at number two.
Okay.
Well, now when did Kemp Roy die? What year Kemp Roy died?
I know she passed away after the third one. She was there.
She passed away after the second one.
It was after the second one.
I think it was after the second one because they won the third one for her.
Okay. Yeah.
See, I remember that because I remember my daddy girlfriend had got on the news, and she was like, Cheryl Swoops had the baby, the second one.
Okay, yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's how I remember that bitch.
Okay, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Her son ended up going to Texas and they ain't become shit.
Oh man.
Check this out. Hey, Derrick Bailey. Hey man, a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Bailey has started his own automotive. Derrick Automotive. It's a black owned electric car company called Avani.
Okay.
And guess what? It charges its own. It charges itself.
Oh, so you ain't got to plug it up or nothing?
You can, but it don't. You don't need to.
Oh, that's live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, bro.
It's called Avani.
Yeah, bro has made bikes. He has trucks. And this is his own word. My man said, everybody's just making Teslas. Even the people that say different things, they're just Teslas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making no Tesla 18.
Okay.
Shout out to the black man.
Shout out to him.
Oh, check this out. I gotta get some more shit before we get out of here. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is some funny shit. Speaking of Megan, we did say something about Megan.
Yes,
Clay Thompson did break the bag out. He said he is dating Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, okay. That's what's up, Clay.
That's what's up.
That's cool, Clay. I'm gonna speak.
She move on fast. Don't be surprised. She move on fast.
All right, protect your feet. Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Former UFC champion took Hakimi's advice. And put all his properties in his mother's name.
Okay.
Name only for his ex girl to take him to court to claim $7.8 million.
Damn.
And found out he had nothing.
She wanted $7.8 million.
Found out he had nothing, and guess what? She was ordered to pay him $500K. Bitch. Ha. Take it back. I feel sorry for you, Dwight. Dwight Howard, wife is filed for divorce after 6 months into their marriage. She's requesting a 50-50 split of his assets and property.
Yeah, I think she might get it, bro.
Hold on, watch this. Also, she's seeking alimony.
I think she might get it, bro.
Yeah, bro. She knew what she was doing. Come on, Dwight. You knew
Dwight,
better.
Dwight, yeah. You
knew better than that, bro.
You be doing that freaky shit on camera and getting caught.
Nah, bro. You knew better.
I don't think he cared about nothing better.
Steven Jackson called his fucking wedding off because the bitch didn't want to sign the motherfucking prenup. So, again. Come on, man. I'm sorry. Look, Steven, I don't mean to call a woman a bitch if you did end up marrying her, but you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. But.
Oh, they didn't get married. She didn't sign a prenup.
Oh, okay, cool.
They not married?
Well, yeah, the bitch didn't sign a prenup. Yeah, man. But.
He called that shit off.
Nah, bro. But the thing is, it's like. Dwight, you knew better. Dwight, you knew fucking better, bro.
But first and foremost, Dwight is one of them niggas that can't control his freakiness outside.
Man, look, first and foremost,
like, you can't control it. We've seen this nigga just do some
look
out of pocket shit.
Look, first and foremost, we know already he's a body man. Okay, okay, we know that. Okay,
yeah. So okay,
you really thought this woman was gonna stay with you for
the rest of your life?
I wonder, do she know that you're about to, mom?
I think that was the play.
She knew you was.
I ain't trying to say that was a play, but if that was a play, that was the play.
Nigga, you had one of the finest.
She knew you wasn't going to be able to contain yourself with just her. You going to do some fuck shit.
Look. You had one of the finest motherfuckers. The finest WNBA player ever. I've ever seen. Tia Cooper? how he got hurt, I was surprised. You want to be a boxer, man. You want to be a boxer, man. You
like? I mean, he wasn't. Yeah, that ain't what. That wasn't his. What Sam said. That wasn't his cup of tea.
He had a little more sugar in his shit. He had sugar in his shit. Nigga, goddamn brown this year.
He different.
Nah, sure. Man. Dwight, you knew better. That's all I'm gonna say. You knew better. You knew better. You fucking knew better, boy.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna just say this, man. But, yeah, man. Shit. The flight is coming to an end.
Yes, it is.
Normally, we'll be talking shit to our people that be riding with us, but.
We had a lot of shit to get off.
Nah, bro. Man, we had a lot of shit to get off, because. The world is a fucked up place, y'all, and I need y'all to know that. The world is a fucked up place, and I need y'all to know that. But, hey, y'all be cool, y'all be smooth.
Nah, for sure, sure.
Y'all be safe, take care of the kids. Peace, love, and have grief for me and you.
Nah, we give up. Get up out of here, man.
Alright, I'm gone. Like, you should, yeah, we should have both got up out of here.